Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young. The purpose of this show is to gather experiences that give voice to the untold stories of how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. But I have a question. Have you ever experienced a dream of warning or wonder, divine healing, a hunch, felt some intuition? A voice of a higher power? You have a psychic experience, been touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted in the divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. And guys, I miss you, divine listeners. I miss you guys. I wasn't able to talk to you last week, but I'm here this week. I would love to hear you guys. But I do have a topic today. And my today topic I want to get into is, this is a non-judgment show. But this is dealing with healing and it's a healing space where you can tell your stories, how God intervened in your life. But I just want to know if you have you felt or heard a voice of a higher power. But today's this evening topic is going down the wrong road. I mean, we've all gone down the wrong road, but sometimes we have, you know, done some harm to somebody or destroyed property or tried to hurt ourselves or somebody else or placed ourselves in bad situations or even did unthinkable things that we don't even want to share or talk about. And if you heard the voice of a higher power and felt the intuition or God, and you listened to that voice and you done those things, I mean, that you're not proud of, but God intervened in some kind of way and you heard it and you heard the divine voice and he delivered you from that terrible situation. And you listened, and I just want you to tell your story tonight, how God intervened while you were in your situation or was trying to even do harm and didn't know it. But I just want to let you know that God knew you were at the time was unconscious. He knew that you wasn't in your best state. Something happened to you at the time. Maybe you were hurting or something went wrong, but I just want to know how God showed up for you. This is what I want to know. How did God show up for you in this situation? Did you hear a voice? Was it soft? Or did you hear a loud voice? How did it show up? So if you have any listeners out there that just have the courage to show, you know, share their story about God intervening in their life, how they went down the wrong path and God brought them back. The divine brought them out of the situation. And I would love to hear your story. And like I said, you can call me and no judgment of if it's drug related or whatever. No judgment of it. You can call me at 1-888-627-6008. Again, 1-888-627-6008. And there's no judgment in these calls. I just want to hear your story. I want to hear what's going on with you. And like I said, when you tell your stories and you're courageous and you telling your story about what's going on and what happened to you, this is healing other people. This could possibly heal others by, you know, sharing your story. So I am so happy to be back, guys, my divine listeners. I'm so excited and honored to be back. And I just want to know if this situation was could have been a voice of some kind of feeling that you got, or I don't know, could have been supernatural. Who knows? It was loud, or what form did it come? How did it come? And when it came, did you listen and you heard it and you did, or you kept doing it, and then something happened, and you heard God's voice, or you felt God's presence. Whatever it may be, we're a show of non-judgmental. I just want to hear the space where you know you're healed or you're healing from your story by telling your story. And that's what this show is about, guys, about a healing situation, being involved in the divine, be enveloped in God's presence while we're down here, because he's talking to us all the time. And if you're going down the wrong road, or you're still going down the wrong road, some of us, we're still going down the wrong road, and we don't know how to get out of it. We don't know what to do. The thing to do is always stay in prayer, always stay in communication with God. God is always talking and guiding us and being with us. It's just that we got to hear him. He's here. We just sometimes it's unconscious. And the things you did or you've done, you have to know that God knew it. He knew you was unconscious at the time. You wouldn't have did it. If you was in a divine mind or in a prayerful mind or in a state of mind and you weren't hurting, you wouldn't have done those things. So it could be anything. You could have been hurting yourself. It could be suicide that you were out and you don't want to tell your story, but you can tell Karen. I am not judgmental of these because I know God is everywhere. God works in the dark. He'll bring you from the dark to the light. So you don't have to be afraid to tell your stories. He's always present and he's always listening. So listeners, I want you to know that wherever you are, the divine is everywhere. He's always on time and he's always here to deliver you. It may not seem like it. You know, you're going down the wrong path. It may not seem like, you know, God is listening. Nobody's hearing you, or it looks like you're hurting or something like that. We all have that, but God comes in all kinds of ways. He comes in all types of forms. And I just want to know what type of form did he come in with you? It might be something different from what I, you know, displayed on the show or talked about or said. Maybe I, you know, don't know what form he came in, but I would love to hear from you guys with that. But like I'm saying, this show is definitely for healing. It's for people who want to express themselves, or they just want to listen. If you want to listen, that's fine too. If you're a divine mind, you done caught me anyway. It's not a mistake. If you're tuning in to the Divine Intervention from Dark to Light, you tuned into the right program. You tune right in. You're on time. You're listening for a reason. God got you listening, and I'm the right host for this show. So if you need to tell me your story, don't be embarrassed. There's no judgment here. It's never going to be judgment on here, because I know that God is everywhere and he's doing his thing. So I wanted to be here present and let my listeners know I'm here. I'm not going nowhere. I'm staying. I'm going to be with topics every 2 weeks, biweekly. And I'm here for healing myself as well as you guys. I'm learning as, you know, we're here. You're learning. I'm learning. And I'm just happy to be here, presently here. So, you guys, I have not gone nowhere. It's just that I wasn't here last week. I'm here now, and I'm focused, and I would love to hear from you guys. You call. But if not, you can all listen. You can listen. And if you've gone, like I said, down the road, the wrong road, and you continue going down the wrong road, you can always know that God is listening. God is here. He's present for you. He's everywhere. I mean, you may have not even bought up with knowing that, or you may have not, you probably was bought up knowing it and still don't feel it. But this is the question, you know, is God listening? And the answer is yes. He's always listening, guys. He's always listening when you don't think he's listening. And when you got yourself in a bad situation, or a situation where it's hard to get out of, a terrible situation, where you said, "Dang, how did I get myself in this? What could possibly got me in?" And you're listening to that divine. Something happened. Something stopped you in your track where you was getting ready to really do it again, or you've done it, or you're doing it, and you heard it this last time. And you say, "Oh, I'm listening, God. I heard you. You delivered me. I got it. You know, I'm hearing you now. And so this is what this show about. It's not any judgment of any kind. It's just that we want to hear your story about how God intervened in your life and made a difference. Because this is what it's about. It's about healing. The healing part that takes place inside, in your mind. Because when we're out here doing these things, you're confused anyway. You're confused when you're doing all these wrong. And when you did it, you were confused. When you're not in the divine mind, you're in a mind that's of confusion. So things take place when you're not in that state. You need to meditate. And I'm not saying that you got to get religious or anything like that, but you do need to meditate and quiet the mind. It's important that you quiet the mind and take ease. And take a time, sit in the corner or wherever you do, or at night or wherever. When you have your break at work or wherever you at, you take the time and just take a deep breath, a couple breaths, and just settle down. Because sometimes we need to just slow down. Let God speak to us and let God come through us. He only come through us through our body. We can feel him. Sometimes we can hear him. Sometimes the voice is loud. Sometimes it's soft. Sometimes it's, it's a feeling you get, or it can show up in a person. A person could have helped you. You never know how God works. You could have heard something on the billboard, on internet, on TV, anything, but he comes in all kind of ways. And that's what this show is about. And so that's where I'm at. And if you're just listening, that's fine too. I love the divine listeners just to listen to hear it. You may, find out later on that, I hear what Karen is saying, the guest, the host is saying, the divine intervention that, I need to, slow down in my life. Or I need to feel my intuition. Or I need to hear God's voice. And get healed from that. Because that's what it's about. This show is about healing. And it's about expressing your story. And expressing yourself on the show the way you feel like it. Nobody can tell your story but you. Nobody can. So I'm going to take a break and I'll be back. Welcome back to the Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm Karen Young, your host. I'm back. I'm back from my break. And I'm like I said, the purpose of this show, again, I'm going to reiterate that I'm gathering the experience and give voice to the untold stories of how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. And like I said, the topic of my show is to gather people information, or if they want to give their story about how they've gone down the wrong road and they made some mistakes and they did something to someone or to someone, or to themselves, or they destroyed some kind of property that hurt somebody or themselves, or they was out or got caught up in a bad situation that happened to all of us, or they even done some unspeakable things that they've done and they couldn't think that they can talk about it to somebody, but they can talk to me on this show about it and share the experience. But like I said, God is always with us. He knows that we're being unconscious when we're doing what we're doing, and that, sometimes we hear him, sometimes we don't. But I want to talk to the ones that actually heard God in the middle of their doing. They heard God and God stopped them in their tracks for whatever way he stopped them. He stopped them in their track, whatever form that took. I would like to speak to them. And I would like for you to call again at 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. And I would love to hear from you, from your story, if you went down the wrong path. But like I said, I'm still listening. You can still listen as a divine listener about this is my take on it. This is my, experience on how God works. and how I feel that he works and that he intervened in the dark. God is not afraid of the dark. He's just not. And he works in the dark as well as that. He's always calling his sheep to the light. And when they're in the dark and they're messing and they're doing all sorts of things that, you know, when we do them, like I said, God, no, we're unconscious when we're doing it. We're not conscious of the fact that, you know, we're just hurting. Most of the time we're just hurting. But a lot of times we're doing things that what people have done to us, or we're just hurting. We're destroying things, or we're angry. We're mad. We've done, like I said, some unthinkable things. And if God intervened in your life and showed you a different way and stopped you in your track, you can tell me your story. You don't have to be ashamed of telling me, your story on this show. So you can express it any way you feel like it. You can express what you feel on the show. But like I said, you can just listen to me and know that the divine have helped you, or is going to help you if you don't feel like he's helping you, but he's always helping. But you have to be in that place where you're receiving it. You have to receive God. You know, he's not going to force it on you, but, you know, sometimes he will talk stronger or louder, but you got to hear it. You got to know that it's God and that he's listening and he's here for us. And that's what this show about. God is listening. He's here for you, and you can tell your story the way you want to tell it. These are untold stories where they're just in the dark or they're ashamed of them, but you don't need to be ashamed on this show. You can say what you want, and it's a non-judgmental show. This is a healing space. This is a healing space to tell your story. You can possibly heal somebody else by telling them. So it's a great place to tell it, but it's still the divine. He's always here. He's always present in your life. And while you're going out through the day, where, like I said, your life is in chaotic, it may be or may not be, but if it's chaotic, if it looks like it, it feels like nobody is listening to you, life has taken you over, and it looks like nobody is around or have your back or support or whatever it is you feel, you have to turn to the divine. You have to turn within. That's what we call. There's no other way. You have to turn within. God will deal with you on that level. That, or you have to pray. I mean, that's the same thing as saying prayer. I mean, when I say go within, I mean, you channel within, you ask God, you pray to God, whatever way you want. You might say just, you know, Father, you know, I pray to you. I want to, you know, talk to you in that way, or whatever way you feel like you need to. But you need to go within, and you need to ask the divine. And I ask God questions all the time. Lord, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? But then you have to know, when you ask, and you gotta be receiving. I don't know. You don't get it right away. But you gotta be in a receiving mode too. You have to be in the receiving mode for the divine, for Christ consciousness, God, Jesus. You know, we call them various, you know, names. I call them God, Jesus, Christ consciousness, the divine, all that. So, all that, he's here. That's what I want you to know. He's here, right here in your presence. You can pray to him at any time. You can talk to him anytime. I have conversations all the time with God. And I have to talk conversations with people who have had struggles and, you know, gone through drugs and all these things and had terrible things happen to them. And they'll tell me, you know, God have, he have delivered me with alcohol and all these things, that God is here. He's present. He's steady delivering people from alcohol and drugs or whatever, or for mental illness or whatever, whatever it is, it starts in the mind. And guess what God deals with? He deals with the mind on the divine side. So divine listeners, know that God deals with you on that level. But you have to know that. You have to have that faith. You have to say, you know, God, just, you know, I'm here. And it may feel like it not, but then if you just stick with it pray and do your meditations or whatever way you want to do it and stay that way, you'll find results. You'll get results. He will never leave you. You will get results each time, but you got to stay in it, you know. And you just ask for God protection, you know, each day. I pray, I ask for God protection. I ask for God to, you know, help me and guide me, because I could be doing these things. I've done some things, you know, I could be going down the wrong path. And I've gone down the wrong path, and God have brought me, you know, back this way. Where are you going? And what voice was that I heard? Is this God's voice? Well, you know it's God, because he's telling you. He's not going to tell you nothing wrong. He's going to bring all his sheep back from dark to light. So you know it's God always bringing you back to life. He's bringing you to him. And he's bringing you to that light. So you have to know that. And you have to trust that. And that's where the divine light is. But sometimes it's in the dark. And God is not afraid of the dark. He's just not. He's always here. And so he operates it, and he gets people out of the bad situations. You could be a, you know, so-called criminal or whatever, did some deep stuff, hurt somebody, you know, did harm, did you, like I said, unspeakable things. But God always delivers you. I just want you to know that. If you have family members or anybody that have done such things, or you've done them yourself, God is here. He's with us. It's no joke. This divine thing is true. He's with us. He's helped. And he continues to help us out of our situation. He continues to help mine, because I stay in it. I stay in it. Guys, I get up praying with the divine. I go to sleep praying with the divine. You know, I just do, because it helps me. My body, mind, and spirit, it's all three. You need help in all three, all areas. And so I stay in it, because I could be doing some crazy stuff. Believe me, we all are capable of doing some crazy stuff, or, you know, criminal acts or whatever it is. We all capable of doing it. So that's why I stay in the divine. That's why I have a divine shield, because I know that God is with me. I could be doing something different if I didn't have the divine mind. And that's what I'm at. Divine listeners, I want you to know, you got to have the divine mind. You got to have that, be in touch with the divine mind. And that is God. You got to be in touch with him every day. You got to get up knowing and being and living it and having your life, and not saying that life is going to be smooth all the way. You're going to go through your bumps. You're going to go through, and you're going to do some crazy stuff sometime, but you know, you have to stay with it more than you are with the other stuff, and move out all that outside stuff, that external stuff. That's where you get in trouble, when you're not focusing on God and you're not in prayer. And you got to be positive too. If you go into negativity, and that's where it starts. Start with your thinking. You go into a negative thing, and you just bring more negativity towards you. You notice that when you get into a negative mode, all circumstances, all things that's coming to you, it's going to be negative. It is. That's just the way it goes. It's going to be negative people, circumstances, all kind of things, criminals, all kind of things. That's going to be coming to you. And you're going to be doing negative acts, because it starts with the thinking and then it comes into the behavior. So you're going to be doing all those things if you're not in the divine mind. You got to be in the divine spirit. We all can go there. We have choice. We choose. Just don't know how powerful you are in your choice and in your thinking. You got to think divine thoughts. And you have more divine thoughts, and you have more positive thoughts, and you start attracting more positive situations towards yourself. And that's how it goes. I mean, it's not going to change. It's all starting in your thinking. It all started with God. God made thinking, and he gave you choice. So you have to choose. You have to choose what path you want to go. Which road you want to go to. You have to choose. You have to say, well, I let me see what I'm thinking. You stop and you think, what's going on with me? If you're attracting all sort of negative people, all kind of criminals are coming around you, people that's not of a good, healthy relationships around you, you don't have to look at the people. You start looking at yourself. You start looking at yourself. You're saying, what is going on with me? Why am I attracting all these people? Why, even if you thought you was a good, you are a good person, but I'm just saying, you have to sit and wonder, what am I doing? What am I thinking? Where am I? Am I thinking divine thoughts? Am I thinking positive thoughts? Am I thinking Christ conscious thoughts? Is Jesus thinking like that? I mean, what kind of thoughts am I thinking? You know, and not saying if you think all this positive, you won't have nothing happen either. We're all tested down here. I'm not saying that, but your road will be much smoother. Believe me. So it starts in the mind. It starts in the divine mind. Listeners, you got that divine listeners? You got it divine. I love you guys. You know, it starts with the divine mind. And so that's, you know, where it's at. It's with the divine mind. And so you have to watch what you're thinking. You have to guard your thoughts. You know, what's going on here? What am I attracting in my life? You have to look around. It's you're responsible for your life. You are. God put you down here, but he give you dominion down here for your life. But he also is here. You need your help. You got to call for it. You ain't went nowhere. It's just that you have to accept your responsibility down here. And call for the divine and stay in tune with your divine and with your divine self. You have to stay in tune. That's our job. And so, divine listeners, I want you to know that this is our job to stay with the divine. And God is always here. Divine listeners, he's always here. And listen, so if you're going down that wrong path, you take a look at yourself. It's not the people around you. It's you. It's you attracting what you are attracted because you're not in the divine mind. And all you have to do is ask for help. God, Lord, divine, spirit, Jesus, whatever, help me. Guide me through this jungle that I done found myself in. It's never too late. It's never too late. You can get on it today, right now. Start right now. What am I thinking? What am I doing? Where am I? And if you're on the path, and divine mind, and you with Jesus, and you're doing good, stay on that path. Stay on that path. Don't get off that path. You're going down the right road. So you need to stay on that path and continue to be down the divine road because that's where it's at. That's what's happening. Divine listeners, that is what's happening. You want to see how your life going? Check your, people check their clothes in the morning. They check their makeup. They brush their teeth. They do all that, but you're not checking your spirits. You got to check your spirit. You got to check your mind too when you leave. So wait a minute. I put my clothes on. I brushed my teeth. I took my shower. I'm going out the door. But did I check my thoughts? Did I check my spirit? How am I thinking? How am I going out the door? Even if you're not a meditator. You know, you still got to start off right. Be grateful. Start writing your gratitude list down. Divine listeners, write your gratitude, what you're thankful for. It's always something to be thankful for. You know, the heat in the house, the whatever. Be grateful. Have a whole list of it. 10 best things today. Put the divine list down and what you're grateful for. Divine listeners, and do that. Start your day off right. And you won't be going down the wrong path. And if you do that, this is day by day. This is a practice. Just like everything else is a habit, you get up in the habit. You get up positive. Oh my God, today is going to be a good day. This is going to be a great day. This is the day that God made. This is the day the divine made. This is the day Christ made. So this is going to be a good day. You have to decide. People, it ain't nobody else deciding their life and their purpose and their path, but you. You're the only one. So you have to decide, divine listeners, what it is what type of life you want to have and what type of day you want to start day by day. It don't, you know, you don't get a life without days. So you have to start off moment by moment. The moment you wake up, you think of, oh God, I woke up, I'm breathing. You know, you got to get into that. I am breathing. So this is a blessing. I'm here. Get up from there. And you write a list or you do what you need to do, but you make that part of your daily habits. You get up praying or whatever way you do, but you have to set your pace. You got to set your day or you're going to be going down the wrong road. Because if you get up and you don't check yourself or pray or do all that, all kind of, you can pick up anybody's thoughts or you can subconsciously pick up anybody's thoughts or if you left your mind open to whatever, I mean, you're not thinking or you're not praying or you're not on the divine stuff, you can, you know, you can attract it, or even if you're just thinking negative. So you need to start on that path early on and get with it, divine listener. Get with it. And you're listening to me, so you're divine listeners. And that's all I want to attract is the divine listeners that knows what I'm talking about, that knows that God is always listening. And the listeners are not divine. Become divine, or whatever word, become Christ conscious. Because we have to become Christ conscious and start our day off like that. Oh, it's going to be going down the wrong road. And we don't want to do that. We've done that. I mean, it ain't like we haven't done that, but we know what it feels like to be in a negative state. So we want to keep it on the divine side. We want to keep it on the divine mind side. And the way you do it is to get up that way. Start it off that way. So I'm going to take another break, and I'll be back with you all in a moment. I'm back. Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm back, divine listeners. I just wanted to say that I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be back tonight. And like I said, my topic is going down the wrong road, and that I'm happy to be with you guys and talk on this topic, because this is an important topic to me about being on the wrong road and knowing how to get to the divine. Knowing how to be with the divine and knowing how to get with the divine at the time you need to. Okay, caller. Yes, we have a caller.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, welcome to Divine Hello. Intervention. Yes.
I have a story about a healing that happened to me.
Yes.
I was sent home. Yes. I had a pulmonary embolism.
Okay.
But it was really bad. They told me I was going to die.
Okay.
You know. I went home to die, but I asked for a healing. I went outside and did a sun meditation, and okay. I asked for a healing, you know.
All right.
And I also saw this gold symbol in my mind's eye. It was like a check mark with a line running across. It looked like a cross with a check, you know.
Really?
So I had this, so it was all gold too. And I went and looked in my book on symbols, and the symbol, it said it was to fix coagulation.
Okay.
I never seen the symbol. I didn't even know. So I started drawing the symbol on me, and I had my wife lay her hands on me and ask for healing, you know, for some healing. And
exactly.
I think about a week later, I woke up in the morning and I can, with my eyes closed, I could see my lungs. And I saw this brilliant golden light shooting through my lungs, looked like lightning, you know, for a few minutes. And then all the blood clots disappeared.
Are you serious? How did that make you feel? How did you feel?
I can't use any words how I felt, but I was excited, you know, to know that I was helped. You know, I asked for healing, you know.
You asked for the healing and you received it. Now, how did you get confirmation? Yeah. Did you go to the doctor and they said it was all gone?
Yeah.
How did that transpire?
Yeah, they were amazed that I'm still alive. That was 10 years ago. Yeah, so they're really amazing. Because they kept saying, you're going to die. I had too many blood clots. And to me, what caused the blood clot was they gave me some Vicodin a few months before that for an injury I had in my neck.
Right.
And so the Vicodin, I had some allergic reaction to the Vicodin.
Right. It was strong. Vicodin is very strong.
Prescription drug, yeah. Yeah, when I tried to stop taking it, I almost, I couldn't breathe. And I felt claustrophobia.
Uh-huh.
You know, my breathing was really shallow, and I was really worried then. My wife gave me some energy, some healing on my lungs.
Oh,
the withdrawal. Oh my God! I'll never take that stuff again.
They said that stuff is really strong, and it's very, you know, you can get addicted to it. Yeah. So I am so glad you told you. Yes. Yes. So how long have you been healed?
It's been 10 years.
Wow.
I haven't had any blood clots since then or anything.
God. This is a divine intervention. This is a divine story. I'm so happy you told me this. And you called the story.
But, you know, 13 years ago, there's another story here. 13 years ago, I was in the sports bar with my friend watching a basketball game. And this girl walks up to me and asks me what high school I go to. I go, what?
Okay.
I'm 55 at the time, you know.
Okay.
High school? And then all of a sudden she says, when I first walked in here, I saw this golden light coming out of your face. Your whole face is glowing golden light. I go, what? I never had anybody tell me that.
Is this after your experience with the golden light that you was just talking about?
No, this is before.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like 3 years before that happened.
All right.
Because, you know, 28 years ago, I experienced this brilliant light in meditation, and it was a living light that was pure love, and I was in ecstasy through meditation.
I actually experienced the
Creator. And then after that, I had visions of Christ. I saw Christ.
Oh, yeah.
In a jacket. It was complete diamonds. And I knew only a king could wear such a jacket. I've never seen anything like it, but he's a beautiful man. I mean, I saw him from the waist up, and he is very, very good.
And how did you feel at that moment? How did you feel?
Oh, so much love. That power of love is just incredible. You can't really.
You can feel it in your heart.
You can't use any words to explain it, because you're just
can't explain it in words.
You can say heaven, you can say ecstasy, you can say all these words.
You can say all these words, but it won't describe what you saw.
Right. You need to experience to know what I'm even talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like taking the best drug in the whole world with no side effects, except for now you're happy. And now you're at peace. You know, now you're very happy.
That's what it's about.
Money doesn't bring happiness. I had a lot of money one time, and I wasn't happy, and I knew there was something missing. I felt in my heart, there's something missing here.
It's got to be something.
And I knew it was, you know, that love. That love is so incredible.
Right. Well, I thank you for sharing your story on the divine intervention. I really appreciate you sharing your story. And this was a great story. And by you telling your story, you can heal a lot of other people by telling your story. So I appreciate you telling your story, and you have a wonderful night. And yes, guys, it's about that time now. And about the, you know, my next show is going to be April the 7th, 2018, 8 p.m. Central Time. We're going to continue our divine discussion and conversation. In the meantime, you can contact me at DIV, from dark to light, gmail.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Good night, and God bless you. And all my divine listeners, God bless you, and I'll see you next time, April the 7th, 2018. God bless. I love you.